Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. We give glory and honor to the Most High God. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people, and text a friend, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we also have a pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse. We thank God for our apostle and our pastor, amen, who we sit up under, who teaches and preaches the word of God, who prophesies the word of God, who does everything unto the Lord himself. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, if you want to be a part of this ministry, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry and you want to know your calling, and they can help walk you through every step that you got to take. Amen. Glory to God. They ain't going to put something on you that God ain't calling you to do. And, you know, sometimes people do that. But, you know, they are true men and women of God who, amen, will teach you the word of God, and they will show you how to hear from God. I encourage you, if you want to become a part of this ministry, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry. It's a worldwide ministry, and the doors are still open. Glory to God. And I encourage you, if you want to give to this ministry, you give what God's laying on your heart. If the Lord tells you to give thousands of dollars and you got them, amen, give it to him. Glory to God. Because once it's out of your hand, don't worry about what is being done with that money. Because, you know, amen, it takes money to run a ministry. You know, we're just a church without walls, but that don't mean we don't have to have the phone on, amen. That don't mean we don't have to have computers, amen, to go on, you know, on Facebook and put comments and different things and let people inbox us and pray for them, you know. And, I mean, it does go on, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to give to this ministry. And in giving to this ministry, amen, you will receive something that we call Moments in the Spirit that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. And you will get it on Monday. It's a one-minute clip, amen, that will jumpstart your Monday. So I encourage you, amen, to give unto the ministry. Glory to God. And get this one-minute clip because Minister Michelle does an awesome job with it, and it will give you what you need. It'll give you that extra charge that you need to go ahead on and continue on your day. And then I encourage you, amen, on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, amen, they come on One Word from the Lord, amen, which is on the Without Walls ministry now, amen, glory to God. It's the same umbrella, amen, just change stations, glory to God. And they come on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. An awesome word, amen, they beat the devil up. If you've been missing it, you've been missing a treat. You can go back and hear it on demand, but it's nothing like hearing it firsthand. You know, sometimes you get, you know, how people say you can get secondhand messages sometimes, amen. But when it's coming hot off the press, don't you like your food when it come right out if you're heating it up in the microwave? Don't you like it sometimes when it just come right out and then you want to start to eat it? Amen. And it digests better, amen. It may be a little hot to you, but that's the way, amen, the word comes on Tuesday night. So I encourage you to hear them on Tuesday night when they break bread, amen, and bring the word of God to the nation, amen. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, we have Wild Worldwide Radio, Faith Come Back Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God. If you missed her on yesterday, you missed a treat. She walked the dog up and down the aisle, amen. I didn't think she was going to turn him loose there for a minute. She's like, okay. And she grabbed hold to the collar, amen. And she just kept walking him, amen. Although he may didn't want to go, amen. But she took him right on along with her. An awesome, awesome job on yesterday when she taught the word of God. And the show comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Elder also has a Facebook page, and she does, amen, pray for people, amen, if you want to get a prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can go ahead and press her one, press the one, and you'll be brought in for prayer also. And she does speaking engagements. Amen. It's ministry with you in mind. Now, if you want somebody to come in there and break up some stuff and pray up some stuff in your church, amen, and some of that stuff that's in there and you don't know it's in there, call Elder, because she going to come in there, amen, and she ain't going to play. I don't play with God. That's a word now. I don't play with God. And she going to tear it up and root it up, baby. She going to send it up out of there. Glory to God. So if you want her to come and speak, amen, in your sanctuary, you could go inbox her on Facebook, and she will get back with you. And then if you move on down just a little bit further, you know, we have something we call midweek manna. It's done by minister, none other than minister. Praise God for the minister. Amen. Sheila Leverett, who does an awesome job, amen, with this midweek manna. It's an awesome word, amen. I know it's straight from heaven because you can tell the anointing and feel the anointing whenever the word is released, whenever you click on it and you play it. Amen. You will hear, amen, the anointing on the word. So you can get moments in the spirit, and you can get, amen, midweek manna. And all of that for a donation of $25 or more. So I encourage you to come on in and get in, amen, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. And you move on down to Sunday. I am Prophetess Martha Williams coming to you live, amen. We have the hour of power. I am the first, amen, hour, amen, and Ministry Lane will be the next hour. Glory to God. What it is, we come on, amen, now we do like an hour-long show, and it's up, the line holds up to 50 callers, so you can't say you can't get your prayer needs met. I encourage you to come on and get online, amen, it holds up to 50 callers. If you have a prayer need, you come on and get online, and I'll press the one and bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Amen. And this show comes on at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you to come on in. And then next we have, you're going to have, amen, a little break between now. And then you're going to come go over, amen, and show Ministry Lane some support on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. That's what you're going to do. Glory to God. She has a worldwide ministry, and she teaches and preaches the word of God. She also gives you her testimony, so I encourage you. Her show comes on at 6:30, amen. So I encourage you to go over, amen, on her Facebook page, amen. And you can click on that link, and it'll take you there if you can't, you know, call in and get online. It still holds up to 50 callers on all lines. Now, if you have a prayer request for her, you'll have to inbox her, and she will, amen, get with you and pray with you. So you see, nobody's left out now. You see, you can't get prayer. You can't get nobody to pray for you. This is a team that can get a prayer through. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in. Come on and get in and let God be God in your life. Come on and see what God wants to do. You know, God wants to take you beyond just standing at the door. Yes, you say, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to live in the tents of wickedness. Yes. But, you know, he calls you there for a season. You know, seasons change, so he wants to call you higher. So I encourage you to come on and let God be God in your life and let him show you what he can do. Glory to God. Amen, glory to God. Now with all that said, amen, glory to God, I'm going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. And don't forget the announcements. If you missed any of the announcements, you can go and click on either of our Facebook pages. We all have Facebook pages, glory to God. So you can contact whoever you want to. We're all under the same umbrella, glory to God. So I encourage you, you can go over on our Facebook pages and inbox us, whatever the need may be, inbox us and let us know. Amen. If you just want prayer, you can get on this line because it takes up to 50 callers, glory to God. But if you just want to know how could you become a part of this ministry, you can inbox apostle and pastor, glory to God, and they will let you know what you got to do and the criteria you have to meet to be a part of this ministry. With all that in mind, I'm going to go ahead on now and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the day, Lord, that you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Father God, we just thank you, God, how you watched over us, how you protect us, Lord God, how you put your angels, Lord God, around us, Lord God, to camp around us, Lord, to keep us from hurt, harm, and danger, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your gloriness, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, God. We thank you, Lord God, because we serve a God, huh, in the name of Jesus that don't quit. We serve a God that never sleeps, huh, in the name of Jesus. Huh. We thank you, Lord God, that we have an adversary, Lord God. Oh, my God, that we don't know how to pray, Lord God. We can pray, hallelujah, huh, to one, Lord God, that will take it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, Father God, we just thank you, God, for healing, God, for those that need a healing in their mind, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you'll ever increase them in their faith, letting them know, Lord God, that it's all about you, Lord. Letting them know, Lord God, that once they confess that Jesus is Lord, they're on their way to goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are heavy laden on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Break every yoke, destroy every burden, Lord God. Lift those up, Lord God, who need lifting up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh, in the name of Jesus, because you have no respect of person. What you do for me, Lord, you do for any, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I cry out for souls on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the soul come in, Lord God, two by two right now, in the name of Jesus, as they walk together, Lord God, in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We say, Satan, take your hands off right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no room in this end, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, how you allowed us, God, to see another day, Lord God, to come in, to praise you, Lord, to worship you, to magnify your holy name on high, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you praise, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Satan has his hands on somebody's children. Glory to God. You know, amen. Sometimes those little prayers are cute. Well, you know what, Lord? I know you got it. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, you're going to take care of. Glory to God. Yes, he knows and he hears you. But you know what? It's time for you to make Satan take his hands off your children. Get down and get down with it. Glory to God. You know, you used to go to the club probably get down more than you get down and pray with God. But get on it, glory to God. Go ahead and come against that spirit. I bind that spirit, huh, of wickedness that's trying to come against my children. I bind that spirit out here, that lesbian spirit that's trying to come against my children. I bind that spirit that's trying to pull you out of the church. I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus that's trying to take you in another direction, trying to stray you away from the Lord that God. You know you were raised up in the church. What you say? Come on now. You got to learn how to bind that spirit. Lord God, cover my children under the blood. Cover their mind under the blood. You know, you're a blood-washed, born believer. You got to believe that the word of God is truth. You got to believe, hallelujah, when you call on them, on the blood, hallelujah, when you ask that blood won't come in to cover them, Lord God, you got to see it, wrap his arms around. Look, my God, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. No more. Don't take no more of that. Hallelujah. You've been taking it, laying down. You know, when somebody tell you, well, you know what? This is what your child's doing. Your child is doing this. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You know, sometimes the street committee ain't wrong. They trying to help you. And some come to hurt you. Some come just because, amen. They know, amen, who you are. And they want to say, well, you know what? They think their children all that in a bag of chips. Well, look what they're doing. And I'm going to make sure I tell them. But it's okay. Don't worry about that. That's something you shouldn't be worried about. Just know when they tell you, just go ahead and pray about it, glory to God, and give it to the Lord thy God. So, you know, if you already done prayed about it, you done asked God to send his angels out there, hallelujah, glory to God, then, you know, you let it go. Because if they come for the wrong reason, nothing they say won't prosper. Glory to God. You know, we serve a God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we serve a good God. Whatever people speak evil, amen. You know, sometimes it'll do what, guess what it'll do? It hit the wall and hit the ground. Glory to God. Because God don't operate like that. He ain't going to let nothing come up on you, amen. Hey, he said it in his word, hallelujah. But that's when you have to have that close relationship to know whenever a prophet speaks something in your life, just because you don't know it, you know, that don't mean that it ain't going to happen. Just because you didn't see it. I used to think it's always confirmation. You know, when I read the word and I was just discussing this with somebody the other day, you know, like the other week when I was talking about how Elijah, glory to God, and he and this woman was coming to him because her child, amen, had failed, you know, failed sick. He was sick. And you know, Elijah said, well, wait a minute. You know, he said, what's wrong? What's going on? And she was coming to him, and he said, hold up. He said, this thing have he hidden from me. He didn't know that this woman, this child, had got sick and died, glory to God. See, God didn't show him, amen. And he don't show us everything. But guess what, glory to God. But when they tell you something, they release a word in your life, I encourage you, amen, take it, write it down. He said, write the vision, make it plain, right? So write it down, glory to God, and pray on it, glory to God. You know, sometimes people get so selfish, they don't want to hear what nobody has to say. But, you know, you're living in a season now where you better hear somebody. You better hear the word of God being taught by those that know the word of God. You better hear the word of God being taught by people who live in the word of God, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get into the word of God. My God, my God. We're going to turn over to Psalms 40. Amen. We're going to start at Psalms 40. I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because we serve an awesome, awesome God. He's never late. He's always right on time. And the title of my message is Praise and Prayer Will Help. Glory to God. Let's start right here. Amen. At Psalm 40, verse number 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Don't you know, amen, glory to God, God hears you. Amen. If you're praying, he hears you. I know you say, well, I want to do God hear me. Yes, he hears you. You know, he even hears the sinner's prayers. Glory to God. You know, somebody studied one time and said, oh, God don't hear sinners praying when they're praying, you know, about things. He hears you. It ain't that he stop his ears up, glory to God, when somebody else praying because they're not righteous. Glory to God. He hears it all. He said he reigns on the just so well as the unjust. And he hears it all. So when he hears you crying out, when you're down on your knees, when something done came along and it done knocked the breath out of you, oh, you got to cry for help. You know, sometimes you have to learn to get in your praise mode first. Hallelujah. You know, you said, Lord, I praise you. Oh, my God. Get in your praise mode first and then cry out. Amen. Because he hears you. He hears your every cry. Let's move on down just a little bit. And he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my songs. That miry clay means, you know, all them weeds and stuff that's been growing up around you. You've been having all this trouble and all this sickness and all things going on. Now, the children acting up in school. Amen. Glory to God. The husband acting up. He's tripping and he's a deacon and he's tripping and slipping. Oh, my God. Oh, you better stop right now because God's going to bring you to open shame. Glory to God. You know, and then all of a sudden, amen, you know, you've been heartbroken. You have unforgiveness in your heart. When all these things have just wrapped you up tight, glory to God, and all them weeds have you bound, good God Almighty, my God, my God. Don't you know God will bring you up and he'll set you on straight street? But the thing about it is, glory to God, you got to learn how to praise him, amen, and you got to pray, hallelujah. You know, God can do some marvelous things if we would let him. We know, sometimes we mess things up by not letting God be God in our life. We always want to go and help God. God don't need no help. Glory to God. All he needs us to do is pray and do our part. Amen. To praise him and pray and do what we need to do. Glory to God. To lift him up. Let's move on just a little bit. And he has put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You know what? When you're going through, amen, some trials and tribulations and stuff, I'm going to tell you the truth. You praise God anyway. I know it sometimes it gets hard, but you got to learn how to put you on some music. You know, we learn, amen, in class, amen, that you put you on some music and you set the atmosphere. Amen. You got to set your atmosphere, get your atmosphere in that praise place. Glory to God. You can't play no soul songs right then. Amen. You know, and Lord, I worship you because if you're going through, it's kind of hard for you to do that right then. Glory to God. But what you do is you put you on some music, some kind of fast-paced music. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. No, I'm not telling you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go back now a little bit. We're talking about, amen, to some good gospel music. Amen. You know, they have some good gospel music. When you put on some of that first, glory to God, and let it break it, hallelujah, and destroy what it is, amen, that's got you bound. Hallelujah. And don't let people see you bound down like that. You know, they say, well, you know what? I see her when she's going through. I see him when he's going through. But then you still still praising him like that. You know, I saw something, amen, glory to God. They were just praising God. I'm like, oh, my God, look at that, glory to God. Even after all they were going through, they still had a praise inside of him, glory to God. They had that praise. They didn't give up. They were still praising God regardless of what was going on. And that was just all hell was breaking loose, good God Almighty. But guess what? They still praised God in the midst of it, glory to God. And that's what you got to learn how to do. You got to learn how to praise the Lord, thy God. Don't let people see you with your head hanging down. You know, sometimes that's what some people want. They want to see, oh, I thought they was a Christian. And, oh, I thought, you know, ain't it something how, you know, Christians can tear each other down. You know it. Ain't it something? And then, if you know, they really want to tear you down from the inside out and stop you from doing what you need to do, trying to prove that you ain't who you say you is. But just let them know, I serve a good God, and I'm going to keep right on praising. I'm going to keep right on praying, and I'm not going to turn back. It ain't time, hallelujah. It's not time, glory to God, for you to give up right then, hallelujah. It ain't time, glory to God. You got to press your way. You got to put all you got in it. Glory to God. Let's move on to floor four. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Ain't it something, glory to God? You know, sometimes, you know, the proud people, when they see, say, well, man, I got to go to church, you know. Oh, yeah, I got to go to prayer. I got to go, baby. I got to do this. I got to go. I got to make sure. I praise the Lord, and I got to be in church. You know, ain't it something where, you know, the proud people, amen, well, they already got plenty of money. Well, you don't have to do all that. Look at me. I ain't doing all that, and I got what I need. Don't listen to them, glory to God. They may got all the money they got. Amen. They may have all the money they need. They may have that. But understand, do they know where they're going to spend eternity? You know, I had to look at that thing too, glory to God. And I used to long, long, long time ago, I used to look at that thing. I'm like, Lord, now look, hold up, wait a minute. Now look at him. But he said, remember, amen, look who you got and where you're headed to. Look what they got and where they're headed to, because their money can't buy them in heaven. Glory to God. That got to be, you got to confess Jesus is Lord. That's what you're going to need, glory to God. It ain't going to be, yes, God wants you to have and be prosperous, yes, and be in good health as that soul prosper. He wants you to have all that, but he don't want you to let the money and the thing and the things and the fame have you wrapped up, glory to God. That's what he's saying. So don't get too proud. Even when he gives you your million, glory to God, thank you for the millionaire. When he gives you your million, don't let me wrapped up and tied up in your money and not thinking about God no more. You know, some people get all this money. They ain't thinking about the Lord no more. They're just going out haphazardly, spending and doing what they need to do. Glory to God. Just everything that they want to do. But they forget how they got that money. And you see, that's like a proud person here. Glory to God. And when you're trying to tell them about the Lord, oh, I don't need to hear that, honey. I'm all right. You know what? That's all right. Go ahead. Honey, I got 3 degrees. I ain't worried about it because God took care of me. I got 3 degrees. How did you get them degrees? Was it through you? Did you get those degrees by yourself? Or was it through the Lord, thy God, that gave you your help, your strength, and the knowledge to get them 3 degrees? Glory to God. You got to think, glory to God. Sometimes you just don't think. People just say anything, glory to God. That's when you got to remember, hallelujah. Don't get so proud and get such a big head because you got 3 degrees. Them degrees don't mean nothing. Ain't nothing but a piece of paper. Glory God. See, they can talk about their accomplishments, but they ain't talking about the accompler, amen, the one that gave them, amen, that knowledge and all that to get where they had to go. Glory to God. You know, them degrees don't mean nothing. Ain't nothing but a piece of paper. My God. But where are you headed? That's what you need to think. You know, think about where you're headed in this season. Think about if you're going to go to hell or you're going to hell. Glory to God. That's what you think about. Don't even listen to them. And they tell lies, you know. Don't even listen to it. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit. Amen. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thou thoughts, which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. You know what? He was praising God right here. Amen. He was telling God, you know what, Lord? Lord, all the things you have done, Lord, I just can't tell them all. You know, the Bible is full of the word. Amen. It's full of, amen, the miracles, the signs, and wonders. It's full of what God has did. And it's full of what God has done for you, glory to God. And you know what God has done for you. If you could tell people, amen, about some of it, but you can't tell at all, glory to God. Something you just have to keep, glory to God. And that's what he's saying, you know, I just can't tell it all, you know. You just think about it because, you know, amen, he didn't ask us for nothing, glory to God. Just think about how he gave his only son. God gave his only son for us. He died for us. He didn't ask us to go out and get nobody, cut them up and put them on the altar. No, he didn't do that, glory to God. He gave his son so that we can have life and have life more abundantly, glory to God. You know, and other things that he did in the word of God, hallelujah. He brought you out, hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Some of y'all are sitting on the bar stools in the club. Come on now. Amen. And getting the last dance at 2 o'clock. You know your husband DJ saying, okay, last dance, glory to God, and you hit the flow. Now, do you hit the flow when God said, come on, get up and let's pray, hallelujah. You need to pray because something's coming your way. Do you get up, amen, hallelujah, and pray, hallelujah, glory to God. And think about how he brought you out to this point, glory to God. My God, my God. Because you know we're living in a time now where we're going to need to pray even the more. Glory to God. You know, you got to give all you got. Put everything else aside, all the foolishness and all that that's going on there over there and looking at Sister Sarah's house and trying to get in Sister Edmund's business, you know, and all that. Just put all that aside, all foolishness aside, because it's time now. Amen. It's time now. Hallelujah. For you to know that you know that you know what side you're on. Glory to God. My God, my God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. We're going to go to verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. 8, I delight to do thy will. Oh, my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Is God's word hidden in your heart? You know, when he said, hide my word in your heart, so I see it not against you. Is that word really hidden in your heart? Is God teaching really hidden in your heart? When he say, don't gossip, amen. You know, if you're hooked up, amen, and you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, then guess what? There's something, there's a convicting spirit that's going to tell you. That's the Holy Ghost telling you, uh-uh, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. But you do it anyway, glory to God. And then you say, well, I'm just, the truth is the truth. You got to remember, if you are hooked up, amen, if you got the hook up, amen, you got the 911 and the flow plan, glory to God, the Bible, hooked up with Jesus Christ, you're going to know you shouldn't say that, glory to God. And then you still come back, you know, that's your flesh that's wanting to get it out. You still gonna come back later on. Well, I'm just saying, you know, don't say it, amen. Don't allow people to put that garbage in your garbage can. But then you got to, amen, deprogram yourself. You trying to read, amen, you can't read, because here come all this stuff, amen, that you done heard and people done talked about this and that and that. And then you're trying to deprogram your stuff. You know, prayer and praise do work. They work together hand in hand. But somebody got to be praying in order for it to work, glory to God. That's the thing. So come on now. You know, Keep God's word hidden in your heart so you sin not against him. Amen. Open your Bible, amen, in the book of Psalms, Proverbs. Proverbs is full of wisdom, glory to God. You know, read that word, amen, and establish a connection with Jesus Christ and know, amen, who he really is. Hallelujah. You know, you're in the time, and like I said, in the season. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know that you know. You can't be stubbing your toe and say, oh, and then your psalm don't say Jesus. You know, they say something else because you know what? They say, whatever's in you, it's going to come out you. When you stop your toe, what do you say? Do you say Jesus or do you say something else? What do you say? Then you'll know what's in there. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. On number 9, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. In other words, what he's saying is, Lord, I have told people how good you are. I have told them how you saved me, Lord. I've told them how you brought me out. I've told them, Lord, how you took me over. I've told them, Lord, and I've told them what a good God we serve. I've told them, Lord God, what it is, Lord God, for them to be saved, what they got to do. Lord, I told them, Lord God, that you love them so much with an unconditional love that you gave your only Son, so that we can have life, so that we can be saved eternally. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can you say, I told them, Lord, and I told them. Can you say that? If you've got the Spirit of the Lord in you, you need to be telling somebody else about Christ. You know, amen, even if it's just doing something, amen, on Facebook, amen, a lot of people do go on social media. Glory to God, it's okay. As long as you get in the word, you know what? Glory to God. A lot of people do text people on the phone because I get texts from other people, you know, from other people, you know, sending scriptures and stuff. And I text them back and I say, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. All that's ministry, glory to God, hallelujah. You don't have to always have a pulpit ministry. Glory to God. As long as you're getting the word out and when you see people and you're explaining to them and telling them about how good God is. You know, see right here, he said, Lord, I told them about you, Lord. I told them about your word. I told them how you saved me. I told them how you brought me out. I told them how you took me over. I told them when I didn't have much money, how you provided for me. I told them, Lord. I told them. That's what he was saying. I told them. Have you told anybody? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down just a little bit to number 10. And I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. And that's what he's saying. He's saying congregation. When you come in assembly with some people, amen, that don't know Christ, can you really walk up to them, warm up to them, say, you know, well, how you doing? Let me give you a word about Jesus Christ. You know, amen, it's okay if they say, well, you know what, I don't need to hear that. Well, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Just said, okay, thank you, bless you, and keep it moving. Glory to God. Because, you know, you can't get mad with them because they say that. It's okay. I remember at a point in time in my life, I was passing out some flyers. We were getting ready, amen, to have a conference. And I walked up to this lady and her husband was at the gas station. And I said, okay. I said, ma'am, can I give you this flyer? And she took it. She looked at it. She said, oh, no, honey. She said, I'm a lover. You know, she's calling. I ain't going to say what it was. But she said, oh, no, honey. She said, I'm something else. So I said, okay, then, ma'am, that's all right. Well, God bless you. And I kept on moving. You know, glory to God. That's what you do. Hallelujah. As long as you're doing your part, then God will do his. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. So don't get caught up in tradition. Don't get caught up in religion. But get caught up in Jesus Christ. When you want others saved and you want others to come out, those that's around you, you want to see them saved. You know, even in your workplace. So be careful how you're talking. Amen. Glory to God. Be careful what you're listening to and what you're letting them feed you to. Glory to God. Because sometimes they can feed you some poison. Glory to God. They feed you poison and try to make you drink it. I understand what I just said. I'm going to say that again. They'll feed you poison and try to make you drink it. Glory to God. Just because they ain't living right and they ain't doing right, they think everybody is just like them. Glory to God. Everybody is like that. But everybody ain't like that. Glory to God. Sometimes you just got to say no to or walk on out or don't even listen to it. You can close your ears, really. I hear my pastor say it all the time. He said, guard your ear gates, glory to God, so you can close your gates, hallelujah, glory to God. You ain't got to keep them open to everything. So just be careful, glory to God. Let's move on down. Withhold not thou that tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Now, amen. He done praised the Lord, and he done talked of, you know, he had talked about him. It was David, amen, the son of David. David was saying, he, you know, after I done praised the Lord, and I done told everybody how good God is, and I told him how he brought me out of the mockery clay, and all these things were clinging to me, and God delivered me out of them all. Not one. He said, all. He said, and many of the affliction of the righteous, huh? He said, I will deliver them out of them. He didn't say, I think I'll take this off you. I think I'll take that off you. No, he didn't say that. He said, I will deliver you out of them all, what he was saying here in the word. See, that, he done like to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He went in with a praise. Hallelujah. Now he's going in with this prayer. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, you got to go in and say, Lord, you know, Lord, I praise you. Because I know, Lord God, you're an on-time God. Lord, I know, Lord, you delivered them out of Egypt, Lord God. Lord, I know, Lord God, you, Lord God, hey, you bid Peter to come on the water, oh God. Lord, you parted the Red Sea. You know, he did all that. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Lord, I know, Lord, that you can do all that. Then I know, Lord God, you can help me, Lord. You got to learn how to cry to the Lord. But don't you know he can deliver you, amen? It's nothing, amen. Nothing is too hard for God. And after, amen, all that, he praised the Lord. Then he began to pray and tell the Lord this, glory to God. Let's read it right here. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, nine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. See, he was saying, Lord, okay, Lord, I done did all, Lord, and I told everybody, Lord God, you know, about you, Lord. Now, God, I need your help. Huh? Can you learn how to cry out and ask God, oh, Lord, I need your help. And just a time, and sometimes you go through trouble, amen, and bad things happen to good people, glory to God. But that's your time to cry out. See, you done praying tonight, you're coming in, Lord, I need your help. Lord, these people are coming against me. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need you to deliver me, Lord God, from the hands of the evil people. Lord, I need your help. Over here, every time I turn around, they're over here slandering me. Lord, I need your help, Lord God. I need you to take care of that, Lord God. I need you to send your angels in, Lord God. I need you to send them, Lord God. Hey, glory to God. Lord, they've been over here, Lord, every time I turn around. Lord, they're trying to say, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. You know, Lord, I need your help. You just know how to cry out after you done praised and you done sat there and praised the God and said what God can do. Then do you know how to cry out for his help? Glory to God. I, last night, glory to God, I was in the house, and I'm like, okay, you know, it's just been, well, sometimes you can't pray, sometimes you can't read, sometimes you just can't, and it'll stay like that, amen, for 2 days. Well, let me tell you something, glory to God. Well, what I learned, amen, I'm like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I said, this thing got to break. You can't pull me out, oh, glory to God. I said, this thing got to break. I started to put on this song, and I said, Lord, I need your help. When I began to cry out, Lord, I need your help. God, I need you to take this thing off of me, Lord God, because I don't know what it is, but I can't shake it. Glory to God. But when I began to cry out to the Lord, I said, Lord, help me, because I need some strength. Lord, I need you to help me, Lord God, because this thing has been nagging on me for 2 days now. So what's going on, Lord? What is going on? When I put this song on, help, and I began to cry out to the Lord, he said, that's all I needed you to do. Glory to God. Yeah, you were praying, yes, and you were saying, Lord, I thank you, but you never did cry out for my help. So I just let you, amen, just deal with it until you cried out for my help. But when I cried out for the Lord help, he heard my cry, and he answered me by and by. Good God Almighty, when he came in like a flood. My God, and that thing broke off, glory to God. He said, that's all I needed you to do. Because sometimes you just got to learn how to cry out. Cry out to the Lord. allow God to be God in your life. You know, and sometimes you get, sometimes people say, well, you know what, I'm okay, I'm doing all right. You know, everything is lovely. No, you better find you somebody that you can cry out to and tell them what's going on so they can help you pray that situation through. Don't get caught up, glory to God, because the devil always wants you to, amen, to hold on to it. Amen. He said, well, yeah, you told the Lord, but you need some help. He said, one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. You need some help. You better learn how to cry out to somebody that you know can get a prayer through, and there's some people who won't tell it. And there are people who keep stuff. Let me tell you, there are some that will not tell your business. I know, you just be careful who you choose, glory to God. You know, there are sometimes people say, well, you know what, that's all they do. They'll tell everything I tell them. Well, guess what, don't tell them nothing. Glory to God. You're not obligated to do that. But cry out to somebody and say, you know what, I need some help with this thing because I just can't shake it. Glory to God. When you cry out to God, God will help you. And sometimes you have to get somebody else to help you to pray the thing through. And that's what you have to do. Because we're in a time now where, you know, the devil try to steal your mind, try to get you over here, amen, and on this desert island, you're over here by yourself. Understand, when Joseph and them were shipwrecked, they wasn't on the island by themselves. He had the captain, amen, he had everybody else over there. You better learn how to go call a captain. Good God Almighty, one that don't mind, amen, standing up to the wilds of the devil, glory to God. When you call a captain in on the scene, glory to God, that devil got to sleep. My God, my God. Let's move on down just a little bit. Glory to God. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backwards and put to shame that which me evil. Now, ain't that something, you know, he was saying, oh, Lord, I need you, Lord. Help me, God. Because, Lord, they're just, oh, my God, my God. He said, Lord, I need your help, Lord. They're coming against me, Lord, on the left, on the right. They're just coming against me. I don't know which way to go. And see, he calling for the help from the Lord thy God. Yes. When you call on somebody, amen, to help you and you know they can get a prayer through, they can help you. Yes, glory to God. Just make sure that they live in it, glory to God, and they can help you with that. My God, because we serve a God, amen, is good, and he ain't going to let you be out there on the limb by yourself. Once you start praying and pray, amen, glory to God. And once you're done praising, and then you pray, glory to God, because he's going to deliver you out of everything you got to go through. It ain't nothing that's too hard for God. We don't serve a God of lack. We don't serve a God of decrease. We serve a God that's more than enough. We serve a God of increase. We don't serve a God, hallelujah, that has lack in his life. We don't serve a God that has lack in this world, hallelujah. Don't you know he made everything yet? And he'll tell them to free it up and give it to him now. You've been holding it too long. He said, free it up, hallelujah. Don't you know he'll make your enemies your footstool? Amen. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about that. We don't serve that kind of God. And we don't serve that kind of God. And once he released a word to you, glory to God, then guess what? Hallelujah. That word has to come to pass. Now, let me tell you, we can hold that word up by what we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can hold that word up. But God's word never fails. So you ain't got to worry about it. He ain't a failing God. He wins every time. Glory to God. It ain't nothing too hard for him. But what you got to do, you got to hide the word in your heart. You got to learn how to read the word daily. Glory to God. You know, it's such a fast-paced world now. Nobody takes time out to really read the word, you know. I mean, you know, it's many ways you can get it. You got the Bible on your phone. You can listen to the Bible. Glory to God. You know, you can still get your word. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to close some people out sometimes and just do what you do. You ain't going to miss nothing. You got to learn how to shut the TV down. You ain't going to miss nothing. And anything going on in your city, believe me, ain't going to come up again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that's just the way it is. But sometimes you get so wrapped up and tired up and tangled up in that one thing, you know, and you don't want to go no further. But God wants to take you further than where you are. You know, he wants to take you even further. Glory to God. So I encourage you on this day, hallelujah, to give it all you got in this season. To learn how to shut some stuff down, glory to God, and learn how to praise God, learn how to pray, glory to God, because sometimes some people just don't know how to pray. They say, I don't know how to pray. Well, what's going on in your life? Amen. You know, and sometimes you can say, well, you know, well, Lord, yeah, you can pray. The prayer is our Father which art in heaven. Yes, yes, you can. Glory to God. Yes, you can. But once you get your relationship and you're really hooked up, amen, with the hookup, then you got to go a little further. You know, and I'm learning and ever yet learning. I don't ever want to get to, amen, too wild out there where I can't learn. You know, so many times just because you got all them 3 degrees, them 4 degrees, amen, glory to God, you think that's all you need. Them degrees going to help you. No, them degrees ain't going to help you with the word of God. It's going to take true relationship, amen, that's going to help you with the word of God. That's the thing about it, because we're living in a time now where we're going to need all this word. We're going to have to hide this word on our heart so we can bind the devil, you know. That's what we can do. You know, I used to always say, you know, well, you know what, God, you know, Lord, I want you to do things, and I want you to move things out of my way, and, Lord, I want you to think this and think that. But wait a minute. It said, write the vision, make it plain, didn't it? So if I'm writing the vision, make it plain, don't you think I got to pray and make it plain? No, Lord, trust the girl over here been bothering me. I need you to go over there, Lord, and fix that. Lord, she been causing a lot of confusion in my life. I need you to go over there and fix that. That's what you got to do. Lord, you know what? He been talking about me. He been coming against me, Lord God, and he been telling lies on me. Lord, I need you to silence his tongue. No, you need to come over and pray the prayer. Amen. Pray it right. Glory to God. It's okay to call the things and the things. Yeah, but you got to come on and give God some specifics to work with. That's what I learned. Hallelujah. Give him some specifics to work with. No, Lord, they cut my check short. Lord, I need you to get me my money. Send my angels out and get my money from them because they didn't do right. Get my money, Lord. I need you to get my money. That ain't right. They've been holding up my insurance check, Lord. I need you to go and get my money. Lord, don't send my angels out. Go, Lord God. Send them more angels, Lord God, to war on my behalf in the name of Jesus. That's what you got to do. You got to learn how to pray some prophetic glory to God. Because we serve a good God and we serve a God, amen, that he don't ever sleep. So he ain't going to quit. He's going to keep right on doing what he's doing. But you got to always do your part. Let's move on down, amen. We're going to get to these last ones. It's only a couple more and then we'll be done, glory to God. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, aha, aha. Oh, my God, my God. That's what I was talking about, telling them just what you want. Amen, glory to God. Tell him just what you want. Tell exactly what you want. Glory to God. And they'd be like, aha, my God, what? He did that for you? Yeah. You can keep your aha because God did it. Amen. Let's move on down to 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified, that I am poor and needy. Yes, the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, oh my God. You know, he's going to help you, and he ain't going to tarry. He may not do it when you want him to, but he always right on time. We don't serve a late God. Glory to God. You can say, well, Lord, I asked you for that a year ago, but guess what? He understands. Even though you didn't get the specific thing that you thought you should have got, look back at it and see if you still got that same problem or did he make a way and could sustain you, glory to God. Just like he did the woman, he sustained her, didn't he? Glory to God, said the man of God back. See if he didn't. That's what sometimes you don't look at it like that, glory to God. Just because you say, okay, Lord, I need this amount and I need this, Lord, and I need this fixed and I need this over here fixed. But look at it and see if he didn't sustain you. You ain't lost nothing. You ain't hungry, glory to God. Your health is good, glory to God. Although you might have a little cough, you know, some got healed, amen, as they prayed, and some got healed as they went, glory to God. And some get healed through medicine. It's just the way it is, glory to God. But look at you, you still got your health and you got your strength, and you're able to go and you're able to do. You ain't bedridden, glory to God. You know, you don't think about it like that. But look at it, glory to God. Look at it. You're still healthy, and you're wealthy. That don't mean that you ain't going to get what you asked for. Glory to God, you're still going to get it. That don't mean it. So we serve such a good God. He will help us. we praise him, and then we ask God for help. You know, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for every need being supplied, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are an on-time God. Lord, you're never late. You're always right on time. Lord, if I need you in the midnight hour, you're there. Lord, I need you on my way to work. You're there, Lord. Lord, I need you when my body's racking with pain. Lord, you're there. Lord, I need you, Lord God. Oh, my God, when the children are acting up, glory to God, you're there. Lord, I need you, Lord God. When I can't see my way clear of all these bills, Lord, I need you. Lord, you're there. Glory to God. And that's what you got to do. Just be faithful. Amen. Be truthful and just tell God what you want. And stop saying the things, Lord, I need you, things I need you to do. I need you to do these things. Glory to God. Because God ain't going to step outside of his will doing nothing. Everything that God do, he's going to be in his will. But the thing about it, are you in his will? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to open the lines up for prayer. If you need prayer at this time, I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. You know, we serve a God that's right on time. We serve a God, amen, that's good. We serve a God that we can praise, amen, and ask for help, because praise and prayer work together. Glory to God. You can't have one without the other. Glory to God. You know, just like faith, amen, faith without works is what? Dead. You know that. Glory to God. You can say, I need a job. You can say, I want a job. But if you ain't doing nothing, you ain't putting in no applications or nothing, you ain't going to get it. Glory to God. And you got to do your part. You say, Lord, I want a husband. You know, glory to God. But what are you doing? Amen. To get him. Glory to God. I'm not saying you go out there and look. Glory to God. No, there's some things you got to set in order in your house. Amen. Because you've been single so long. So now there are things you got to set in order in your house in order for him to come in. Glory to God. And that's what you do. Glory to God. I mean, you know, come on now. Faith without works is dead. So if you got the faith to do it, amen. We serve a God that can sure bring it in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't see anybody press the one, so I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to pray, amen, for some things, glory to God. And if that's you, you receive it, glory to God, amen. If it ain't, just put it on the shelf because you're going to need it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for those that are sick, Lord, those that are having headaches. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare for those headaches to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. The migraine headaches, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, they should not have another one in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that the headaches are gone right now. We send them back into the pit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, those that are hurting with pain racking in their body, their arm, the left arm has been hurting. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear surgery. They wanted to do some surgery. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that arm, Lord, be healed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall not hurt anymore, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we know, Lord, that you're the healer, God, and you can heal those pains in their arm, Lord, in their left arm. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Now I want to ask again. Amen. The line is still open for a minute. Amen. If you have prayer, press the 1 and I'll bring you in. If not, we're going to get ready. We're going to close on out and get ready for Minister Elaine Jackson's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Coming up next at 6:30. So this is going to give you a little break. And then you can get ready, amen, and click on her Facebook page. She got the link over there, amen. So you can click on her page and she can tell, you know, and go and listen to the word of God being taught. Listen to the word of God, amen, as she dissects it. Glory to God, amen. Well, nobody pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead on and in. I don't like to lead a show without giving you the invitation to come to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I want you to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Father God, I repent for everything that I've done, Lord. All the things, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that I've done, Lord God, against your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive me for all my sins, Lord, that I have come short against you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, you said that. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Amen. Get involved in believing church where the word of God is being taught. Live. Amen. Glory to God. And begin to praise God and praise and ask him for help. Amen. Because he will give it to you every time. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction, and I'm going to close, and we're going to get out of here. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And don't forget our Tuesday night show with Apostle and Pastor at 8 p.m., glory to God. And don't forget our Saturday show with Elder Askew. Amen. Elder Bertha Askew, amen, on Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No, that's Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, forgive me. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So just don't forget, amen, it's ministry with you in mind, and we'll see you back here on next week. Have an awesome Sunday. Remember, Jesus is Lord.